All right, the resistance in DC is already forming on the ground, and I could not be more proud to see these images. Only hours after Donald Trump made two huge announcements. Number one, that he was going to mobilize the National Guard into DC, up to 1,000 troops in an unprecedented and unnecessary action. But then two, he was federalizing the DC police force, all 4,000 cops, so they were all under his control. They were wrapped around his finger. It was a clear consolidation of power for zero reason. Trump claims there's been an insane spike in crime, but he points to one random case that happened last week of a burglary and then tries to ignore the decades of data showing crime dropping. So once more, this is unnecessary and a dangerous consolidation of power, and we need to speak out. Let's walk through some of the signs that we see on the ground. We'll walk through some of the videos of protests that we see forming, and then we'll talk about what the mayor, Muriel Bowser, is saying right now. First, let's start here. I want to give you all some hope with this sign that says, "No Trump Gestapo in D.C." In the back, you see no ICE, no National Guard, free D.C. We heard chants of free D.C. This reads, "Trump's lying about D.C. to distract you, release the Epstein files." The bottom one says, "D.C. says freedom, not fascism." I mean, D.C. is supposed to have been a beacon of hope and democracy, but now there is a dark rain cloud above it, and it is a distraction from a few things. Number one, the Epstein files. But I think that in and of itself is a small piece of a larger failure of the Trump admin to satisfy anybody. No wars have been ended. No deals have been cut. Donald Trump is exposing himself as likely maybe a pedophile, and day by day his approval rating continues to drop. So yeah, he mobilizes the National Guard. In response, you see protests like this one immediately pop up. Watch this clip.
Free DC!
We saw a bunch of powerful speakers. Then the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, gave a speech very quickly. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you're following along. And if you live in or around Omaha, Nebraska, I'm doing an in-person event in Omaha, Nebraska on August 23rd. Be there or be square, or you can watch it live. Just make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below for more pro-democracy events. Here's a clip of Mayor Muriel Bowser being asked, "Hey, the president threatened to use not just the National Guard, but the military." And Bowser says something very powerful, that you can't weaponize the military against U.S. citizens.
"Can I ask, the president threatened to use not just the National Guard, but the military to bring the United States military, federal troops into the District of Columbia if needed. Can you respond to that threat? I mean, we're in uncharted waters already. A lot of people are seeing this as the first step in an assault on home rule, which the president has threatened. He's been making these threats since last year, and now he's carrying through with them. There's no reason to believe he won't go further. What do you say to the president about his threats to bring the military, not just the National Guard, but the military?"
We don't, and I think I speak for all Americans, we don't believe it's legal to use the American military against American citizens on American soil. I'm not a lawyer, and but I think that's a fairly widely held fact. And so, but we've seen them move, I think, the active military into California. So it's a question. We've seen active military on the borders of D.C. some years ago.
And really quickly, life can be stressful. It moves very fast, which is why you sometimes need a way to chill out, slow down, or just recharge for the night. That's exactly how I use Viya gummies. Viya is trusted by over 500,000 customers to deliver high-quality, hemp-derived ingredients straight to your doorstep. I mean, they've been a game-changer to help me focus or relax after a long week. You can choose everything from zero THC, which is very casual, or high potency options that really help you dial in on the experience that you want. So if you're 21 plus, now is the perfect time to click the top link in the description, use code BLUEHEART for a 15% off coupon code, and you get free shipping on orders over 100. One more time, go to viya.co/blueheart, or just click the top link in the description and use code BLUEHEART for 15% off at checkout. Thank you all, and thank you to Viya. I mean, even if you want to go back to Trump's first term, the signs were so clear. people around Donald Trump, I mean, generals that had served for decades, rose the alarms when Donald Trump floated the idea of mobilizing forces and shooting American citizens during the BLM protest back in 2020. Trump has, since he entered politics, had this fascistic urge in him to not to shake up the system to help the American people. That would be different. If he came in and shook up the system and, you know, rigged it for the American people, that would be different. But he's rigging it for himself and his buddies. He's becoming more rich, more powerful, while the American people continue to struggle. As Joe Walsh points out, only a tyrant would use the American military against American citizens on American soil. Only a fascist would do that. Only a traitor would do that. And if Trump does that, he's declaring war on the American people, and they'll have no choice but to fight back. You know what's insane to me, what's mind-boggling, is 5 years ago, or I guess 4 years ago on January 6th, when people were storming the Capitol and attacking the country, Trump refused to mobilize the National Guard. In fact, he sat back, did nothing, closed his eyes, and let it happen while egging it on Twitter. People were chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," trying to destroy the country in D.C., beating up cops, you know, killing cops. And Trump pardons all of them and then mobilizes the National Guard for no reason. How can you deny, how can anybody deny that this is purely fascistic, that he's mobilizing the National Guard for no crime, but then pardoning the actual criminals? And this right here, we see some more protesters. This says Trump's lying about D.C. to destroy. That is exactly the energy that we need right now. And let me just point one more thing out. This article from the Washington Post reads, "The decision to take over the Metropolitan Police Department and deploy 800 National Guard troops comes as the president has been slamming America's cities as places where crime is out of control, despite 2 years of declines that have brought homicide levels in many major cities to their lowest levels in decades." Trump is gaslighting the American people, saying that prices are low when they're high, saying that crime is high when it's not as high as necessary to deploy the National Guard. It's all a pretext for more fascistic power grabs, and it's terrifying. We need to make sure we're pushing back and pointing this out. Here's another protest clip.
Protect all rules. 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 Protect all rules.
I like how there are massive signs in the background. I can't read the full things, but it looks like it says "Free DC, release the Epstein files." Very true. Why take over a not actual state, but why take over DC with military force to distract from the Epstein files unless you were very, very guilty? I'll leave you with that question. If you appreciate the work we do on this channel, I have two asks of you. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below. And if you live in or around Omaha, Nebraska, RSVP. If you don't live near there, then don't RSVP. But if you do, or if you can make the drive, I'd love to see you there. Love to meet you, and peace out.